Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
Hi, hon. Yes, I have a charge on my credit card. I'd like to know what I purchased. I don't remember the purchase.
Okay, yes, sir. Can I please get your zip code?
08731.
All right, and can I get your first and last name, please?
Yes, my name is William Borski, B-O-R-S-K-I.
All right, would it be under Kathy Borski?
That is correct.
All right. Okay, so I do see that here, but just for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, I am at 8 Farnham, F-A-R-N-H-A-M, Farnham Court in Forked River, New Jersey.
Okay, so yes, sir. So it shows here on May 1st, it was for the smartwatch and the mini earbuds. How is that product working?
I don't know. Honestly, I'll tell you the truth. I don't think she was satisfied with it, but it was the watch.
Yes, and the earbuds.
Earbuds. One second, sweetheart. Cat! All right, hon, that was supposed to be a freebie for buying something else somewhere. It was only supposed to be a shipping charge.
Yes. So with that, it was a 14-day trial.
Oh, it was a 14-day trial?
Yes, sir, where we let her try the product out for just a shipping cost.
Yeah, she's right here. She's telling me it didn't say anything about a trial. It was free with your what?
With whatever it was that I had.
Whatever she purchased with the shipping was supposed to be free.
A reward thing.
A reward type of situation.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's why we let her get it for just a shipping cost up front without her having to pay the full amount. It did state on that website that it was a trial and that it would be billed the full amount on the 15th day. So let me see. So if I actually did a 35% discount off these charges, would that be better for you?
It's no, I don't want it. It's I'll tell you the truth, it's a piece of junk.
Not even worth
all
$5.
Of it. All right, what do I got to do to, I have to get that back to you, send it back?
Yes, sir, but I could do 50% off, or I could do just a charge for the watch and throw the earbuds in for free.
So I got picked up to the 14th. No, you know, you know what? I'll tell you the truth, young lady. It's not you, whoever you're working for. And I wouldn't, you know, if it was from Tiffany's, I really don't care anymore. I don't like when people do business this way. This is because I feel, pardon my English, you know, just for you, you could tell your bosses. I feel, I guess my wife feels, you feel like you're being bullshitted. And I like people that are up front and say what they mean and mean what they say. And this way of doing business doesn't strike my fancy at all. So I really don't care if the watch and the thing is for nothing. I don't want it. I want a full refund. And you can tell me where to ship it back. And I'd even like you to pay the shipping.
Yes, sir. Well, we can pay for the shipping. The only thing I can do is put your account on hold for 7 days until we receive both of them products back, and then we can cancel this account.
As far as I'm concerned, there is no account. All right, I'm calling my credit card and putting this in dispute. How do I send this back? How do I send this junk back?
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, they never actually charged you for the watch, so there's nothing to put in dispute. It declined.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the $59.95?
It showed that it declined.
It was declined, and it wasn't declined yet, or maybe just now. My credit card sent me an email asked me if I recognized the charge, which I didn't. Then I called them. They gave me your number to call you to find out what it was I bought. Then you kindly told me it was a watch and a thing. So when I asked her, you got the rest of the story. Look, honey, just tell me what I got to do to get out. I want out of this whole thing. I don't want to pay nothing. If you need the watch back and the thing back, what do they want me to do? And they're going to send me a thing with UPS or something for free shipping or something?
No, sir. You'll have to pay for it to get shipped back.
I got to pay.
One second.
Nah, this is bullshit. If you'll pardon me, this is bullshit. I didn't want this junk anyway, and it was a free thing as a bonus for I'm putting it in dispute, and you guys could do what you want.
Yes, sir. So what I was trying to ask was, because, I mean, it's nothing to put in dispute because the charges never went through.
Okay. So now what?
What I was saying was I was going to put your account on hold so we can, so you can send the product back.
Put it on. And I got to pay to send it back.
Yes, sir.
And then what do you figure that would be?
That I'm not sure of. I think the shipping cost for that product is only like $5.95.
Yeah, well, yeah, all right. Please talk to who you work for. Tell them to send me a thing for a UPS shipping label or a thing for the free shipping. I'm not paying anything. I didn't ask for it. I didn't want it. This is a scam. And let them pay. I'm notifying the card. I'm declining the whole thing. If they want, let them do what they want. All right, please give that message to me. You have my account, and do you need my phone number? If any one of them, any one of the bosses that be want to talk to me, they're welcome to call me.
All right, yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And if for any reason they try, if I hear anything that they try to impugn my credit, I got a lawyer rip their heart out. So we take it from there. And thank you for being so kind, young lady.
No problem. But what I did do for you, though, I did just go in and just cancel the whole account out for you.
I wish you would. Thank you, hon.
You're welcome. No problem. And thank you so much for calling customer service. And y'all enjoy the rest of your day.
And you too. And you and the family, please be careful out there.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And you and yours as well.
Thank you, hon.
You're welcome. Bye.